There is a popular belief that a college education is something to be endured in order to become qualified to obtain certain kinds of jobs or to go to graduate school. This is not what we are trying to do at Harvard. The most obvious goal of a college education is to give knowledge, but is far from the most important. Remarkably few of the facts you learn here will remain in your memory for many years, and some of those that do might be proved false by new knowledge. At Harvard, we have looked to other things we can give that will last a little longer. Among these things are certain habits of mind, such as the ability to have more critical analysis, to make more accurate and logical use of information, and so on. In addition to these habits of thought, it is our hope that we can help you develop certain attitudes of mind, like a willingness to accept uncertainty and the lack of definite truth. Beyond providing these qualities, a college education should try to lay a foundation for the creative use of leisure time which can be cultivated in the classroom. Yet, the cultivation of this ability will also occur outside of the classroom. For example, on sports fields, in music rooms, and so on.
Which of the following is regarded as the most important at Harvard? Which quality mentioned below can be cultivated both inside and outside the classroom? What is the speech mainly about?
There is a popular belief that a college education is something to be endured in order to become qualified to obtain certain kinds of jobs or to go to graduate school. This is not what we are trying to do at Harvard. The most obvious goal of a college education is to give knowledge, but is far from the most important. Remarkably few of the facts you learn here will remain in your memory for many years, and some of those that do might be proved false by new knowledge. At Harvard, we have looked to other things we can give that will last a little longer. Among these things are certain habits of mind, such as the ability to have more critical analysis, to make more accurate and logical use of information, and so on. In addition to these habits of thought, it is our hope that we can help you develop certain attitudes of mind, like a willingness to accept uncertainty and the lack of definite truth. Beyond providing these qualities, a college education should try to lay a foundation for the creative use of leisure time which can be cultivated in the classroom. Yet, the cultivation of this ability will also occur outside of the classroom. For example, on sports fields, in music rooms, and so on.
Which of the following is regarded as the most important at Harvard? Which quality mentioned below can be cultivated both inside and outside the classroom? What is the speech mainly about?